I recently heard an incredible story from Rabbi Pesach Kron. I think it's being published in his new book, about a young man from Baltimore who volunteered over the summer in a nursing home. And one of his duties was to take the old people every day to shul. Now his friend, who was also volunteering, told him that there's a man on the second floor, an old man, who refuses to come to Minyan and also curses every time he asks him to come. So he decided to go speak to the old man to see why he's so upset. And he said to him, "Why do you get so angry every time someone asks you to come to Minyan? If you don't want to come to Minyan, you don't have to come to Minyan, but you don't have to curse and get upset." So he says to him, "Sit down, young man, let me tell you a story. When I was a young boy, I was in the concentration camps with my father. And the entire concentration camp, there was one tefillin, but not a whole set, only the Shel Rosh. And every day, everybody in the concentration camp would share this tefillin Shel Rosh. I was almost bar mitzvah, and my father was very determined that for my bar mitzvah I should have a complete set of tefillin. So he heard that in a different concentration camp, a different barrack actually, across the street, someone has a complete set of tefillin. So on the day of my bar mitzvah, he snuck out and got a hold of this pair of tefillin. And throughout this whole episode, I was watching through the window to make sure that my father comes home safely. On the way back, as he was getting close to our barrack, the German Nazi, Yimach Shemoi Vezichroi, noticed my father, and he shot him on the spot in front of my eyes. Now how do you expect me to put on tefillin? And just to prove to you that what I'm saying is right, open the drawer and you'll see a pair of tefillin there. That's why I'm so hurt." So of course, this boy apologized to him and left. A week later, one of the old members of the nursing home had yahrzeit, and they had 9 people, and they needed a 10th for minyan. And nobody was to be found. All the people were weak and sick. Nobody could come. So this volunteer decided, "Let me try the old man. Maybe I'll succeed." So he comes in to me and says, "You know, I know you're very upset and you don't want to come to minyan, but maybe this one time, this old man, who knows if he'll ever have another yahrzeit, please come to minyan just one time." He said, "Okay, but you promise to never bother me again?" I said, "I promise." So he puts him on his wheelchair and he starts wheeling him towards the shul. As they're leaving the room, he says, "Maybe I should just bring your tefillin along." He says, "If you promise never to bother me again, take my tefillin." So the boy tells Rabbi Kron, "I took him down to the shul, and he was the 10th person to minyan, and I had to run to other things. You know, he was volunteering not only for this thing. And I figured I'll come back 45 minutes later, the minyan should be over, and I'll take him back to his room." I come back and I see the place is empty, except for this one yid sitting there, holding his tefillin, kissing it and crying hysterically, "Tata, Tata, I feel so close to you. I feel so connected." So he wanted to go call some help because he was so hysterical. He said, no, just take me back to my room." On the way back to his room, he said to him, "I beg you, please come take me tomorrow again. I want to come daven again." And this went on and on until one day the volunteer came back to the old man's room to take him to daven, and he was gone. So he hysterically ran to the front desk to see what happened to him, and he was told that he was rushed into the hospital yesterday and he died of a stroke. At the end of the summer, awards were given to all the volunteers, and of course this young man got his award as well for his special devotion and dedication. During the ceremony, a woman walked over to him and said, "I'd like to thank you so much for everything you've done for me." So he turns around and says, "Do I know you?" She said to him, "Well, I'm the daughter of that old man that you took every day to minyan. And I want to tell you something. He was rushed into the hospital, and he asked me to go back for his tefillin. And after he put his tefillin on, he returned his soul to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with his tefillin."